how did what happened affect your relationship with sex?
Well, the funny thing is, I think I've only actually started to realise how much it did recently.
Okay.
In all honesty, I, after the rape, got involved in a relationship that lasted from the age of 15 right the way through to 19.
Wow.
With this one guy. And
what kind of a guy was he?
He was a young local boy, older than me, roughy, tufty, strapping, not the brightest sort of button, but okay, cute, funny, kind of fun, bit of a tearaway. But somebody who, to be honest, I kind of went after him, and I think it was just a case of maybe I just wanted someone who I felt could protect me. He was a bit rough, you know, and I think I needed someone to I wanted to feel a bit protected.
Like a guard, almost.
A little bit, yeah. And he did look after me, and he did, he sort of was, you know, he had a temper on him and things, but I wanted to feel safe, and he did certainly make me feel that.
Did he?
That
must have been a really important thing for you to feel from 15 to 19.
Well, it was, I mean, there was bad sides to it too. I mean, I had, because of the rape, I had problems with alcohol even in my teens, and I had terrible, terrible bad moods and tantrums and,
right,
you know, real big sort of episodes. And he was very fiery as well. So we had a very tempestuous relationship, even in teens, you know, I mean, crazy fights and all that sort of thing.
But was he your first sexual partner?
Yeah, I actually, I still actually describe it as losing my virginity with him.
Yeah.
Because even though it's slightly ambiguous because of the rape, I still describe it as my virginity because that was sex to me. Yeah. You know, when we had sex, I was only 2 days after my 15th birthday. I was very young.
Yeah.
It was all planned. If anything, I told him, I'd like to do it now, thank you. Yeah. And I was literally like, and he obviously thought, wow, my luck's in.
Yeah.
He wasn't pressuring me to do it.
And was that you reclaiming?
Yeah, I think I was decided that, you know, I loved him. When we got together, I fell madly in love. I was obsessed. I adored him. And I really, we adored each other for the best part of 5 years.
And was that okay? Did it feel like you were taking control of your body again?
Yeah, it did actually. I mean, in all of the sort of things since, you know, from going right back from the rape right to now, all the sexual things that have happened or sort of sexual relationships I've been in or sexual scenarios that I feel are connected with the rape and maybe tell a story.
Yeah.
That relationship isn't actually one of them.
How interesting. Yeah, bizarrely, it was the closest to them.
Yeah, exactly. In terms of time, it was the closest. But I think actually, even though our relationship wasn't necessarily that healthy, because we were both a bit loony, it was a good thing that I could enjoy sex at a young age. And it's funny because I actually told my mum everything.
Did you?
I did. Even after I'd sort of slept with him. I remember there was one night, she was playing some records and getting ready to meet her boyfriend at the time, because after my dad died, she got together with somebody and they're still together. And she was getting ready to see him, and I was like, I was crying, and I think she thought, oh God, you know, she's having a bit of a, you know, maybe she's premenstrual or something. But I was crying because I was desperate to tell her that I'd had sex. And in the end, you know, she got it out of me and I told her, and she was amazing because she could have gone nuts. And she just said, oh, well. She says it's natural, isn't it, you know? And I mean, basically the way she dealt with it was that, you know, I'm not going to condone it, I can't be seen to condone it, but, you know, and he's not going to stay over, don't get the impression that he's going to stay over, but she said, let's just say if your door's shut, I'm not going to come barging in, you know. I think that was how she dealt with it. And I think in all honesty she was relieved that I could, because I could have been turned off men for life, I could have been terrified. I think she was pleased that I could see sex as something that was enjoyable.
Yeah. So what if your first kind of relationship after the rape was, in some senses, a positive one, a bit of a kind of drunken, crazy, tempestuous one, but actually, in lots of ways, That's a pretty good start to sex, yeah, isn't it? You were loved,
I think so.
And loving, and, yeah, and 5 years. Great. When did it come back and bite you first that you were conscious of? Or was it not like
during
that?
During my marriage.
Right.
During my marriage. And again, that was probably to do with the person I was with. But the guy who I fell in love with aged 20, who then became my husband, was somebody who was, I call him the love of my life, even though actually he's not, because I'm with the love of my life.
Yeah.
What I mean is that he was the guy who literally, when I got together, I couldn't eat, sleep, function, do anything.
Okay.
Literally just, and I think I was like that for maybe 6-7 years with him. I just worshipped him, worshipped him. And he was a big, funny, larger than life character, and he swept me off my feet. And he was, this is going to sound a bit strange, but because I'd been with this guy before, who essentially was a boy, this guy was a man.
Yeah, I understand that.
And he had a car, and he was working, and he had money, and he treated me well, and all of those sorts of things.
Yeah, very different.
And, you know, he took me out to incredible places. And the first year we were together, we bought a round-the-world ticket and went travelling.
Wow.
Yeah, we had an amazing time.
And sexually, you had a good relationship with him?
Well, this is it. At the time, I thought it was.
Right.
But then now when I look back, I realised it wasn't that great. And I think actually he was, in all honesty, a little bit kind of, I think a bit sexually kind of backward.
Right.
And I think he, I think, projected a lot of his kind of insecurities and things onto me.
Right.
You would think, obviously, that when you meet the guy that you eventually end up marrying, that you're going to be very connected in that way. Mm. I mean, I'm not saying that's necessarily going to be the best sex of your life,
no,
because it doesn't always work that way. But you'd think that it would be a really good experience. Mm. In all honesty, in the mechanics of it, it was.
Mm.
I could orgasm,
yeah,
you know. But then I could orgasm on my own. The old story, but it's true. But it didn't have, looking back, all of this is hindsight, it didn't have the emotion that I realise now is possible.
Mm.
You know, but that's something, again, I didn't find that, even in my previous relationship before where the sex was good. Again, it wasn't, I don't think it was an emotional thing. I hadn't learned about emotional sex.
Okay, okay.
So
that's,
it was more
interesting, isn't it? So in a way, while you're, you know, the first guy you were with gave you lots of stuff.
Yeah, I think
you hadn't yet connected positive, powerful emotions with having sex.
No,
right.
I don't think I could. I think that was part of my problem about the fear and putting up a guard and not letting myself go there somehow. Mm. But my husband, when, you know, we had a tempestuous relationship, but again, I think I'm destined to have them. To be honest, I'm never going to have a smooth sailing relationship because I am quite a tempestuous person.
Fair enough.
But when my husband and I did have problems, and particularly in problems with the bedroom, a lot of it came down to it being my fault, and I was extremely quick to take that on board and see it as my fault. And I think at those times, it kind of, I felt, it's going to sound very strange, I started to draw parallels with the rape at that point, about not being good enough, maybe, about feeling maybe slightly disgusting. I don't really know, but...
And you genuinely believe that, did you?
Yeah, because because he was very critical of me.
Right.
And I think at that point, I couldn't quite understand it. The logical part of me was like, well, why am I not enjoying sex? And, you know, why can I not make him happy? It must be me. It must be my fault. And maybe I have to go and get more counselling. I convinced myself it was all part of me. I was a bit of a screw up.
So your inner voice
wasn't
saying, but I'm a good, healthy, sexual, confident woman.
Yeah, I wasn't
woman.
Saying that at all.
You didn't
I really have
that
wasn't.
Voice.
I started to feel that I had a lot of hang-ups, I had a lot of problems. My husband at the time had a problem with, like, delayed ejaculation.
Hmm.
So, you know, we could be at it for hours and he couldn't get there. And he would blame it on me. And he would just say, you're too wet, you're too this, you're too that. You know, it was just very...
You can't make me come.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And
and you took that on. You didn't.
Yeah. But that was the point. I mean, this is probably the nature of our relationship. He was not very good at saying sorry. He was not very good at looking at himself. It was because I'd had a history. I had a problem. I had the rape. I had my dad dying. I had emotional baggage. It was very, very easy to any problem to put onto me. Well, because you're the slightly messed up one, you know, seriously. It was very easy to just kind of not take any form of responsibility. But I bought into that.
You became your story.
Well, I did, because, and I think I bought into that because actually there was stuff I hadn't dealt with.
Yeah, okay.
So that's what I mean. I think that there was stuff there and maybe I was vulnerable. You see, because I saw at the time, I mean, this is, and this is something that's sort of come to light since I've met my partner now, but I saw that if I was sexually active, then I was sexually healthy, that I was fine, it was positive. But of course, no, it wasn't like that, because I was, you know, just because I was adventurous as well, and I wasn't scared to try anything, I thought, yeah, that's all okay.
I'm not,
you know, but actually... There were so many problems there.
So where did that awakening come from? Did it only come from, and goodness, you wouldn't be the only person, did it only come as a rebound off a negative experience? Did you have any positive voices? Did you have anyone saying, you know, did you have any friends or did you have anyone saying, but Jane, sex is a really amazing thing where you are emotionally connected and you should feel this and it's about being a confident woman. And
I think I went, I took on board other people's experiences. I don't think anybody really ever sat me down and said, well, you should maybe be feeling this.
No.
Because I think maybe at the time I hadn't really acknowledged that I wasn't feeling connected.
Right, okay.
I think my partner at the time as well, my husband, was very much, he had quite a big ego.
Right.
And I think basically I massaged his ego. And I think that I kind of bought into the persona that he told all of his friends. I mean, it was all a big rugby club joke that he was like this really great guy in bed and I was very happy and all the rest of it. So, of course, I was just part of the joke and I went along laughing with it, saying, yes, that's true.
And you played that part quite happily.
I did. And it was actually so far from the truth in the end, you know, that actually, no. He's the one that can't make me happy. And
gosh, that's a big moment for you though, isn't it?
Yeah, it was huge. And I think, you know, and that was the part of the process of deciding to leave him, because it wasn't, I realised I'd taken on so much blame for years and taken myself off to counselling about my emotional problems, about my, whether I had sexual hang-ups, you know, just, I mean, just literally taking myself to the doctors in case there was something wrong with me because I got too excited during sex.
Wow.
You know, literally just like so much stuff. And, you know, he wasn't prepared to take it on. So, or help each other. You know, he wasn't prepared to look at it as a unit. I was going to say,
there's no sense of the two of you working together at this.
No, it was very much like, I mean, even with the sexual act, it was something like, you know, I did things to him and he did things to me.
Right.
And I remember meeting my current partner and saying something like that to him once. And, you know, it was like this defining moment in the whole of my sexual history. It's that I said something about to, like, oh yeah, well, when I do things to you. And he goes, well, just because you're giving me a blowjob, I don't see that as you're doing things to me. We're doing things together. And I was like, is that how it works? I was literally like, wow. And honestly, it was like a revelation that, yeah, you do things together. This is the point. It's not about keeping score. It's not about...
you owe me two blowjobs.
Yeah. You know, it's about the whole unit working and just, you know...
Gosh, so that must have been amazing when you discovered that.
Well, it was amazing because I realised that that's actually... It was all to do with the rape. my lack of understanding, my I think just this thing that because I had this thing, yes, I've been raped, therefore if I'm very sexually active and I do everything that somebody wants me to do, then that means I'm normal. So it was kind of...
Well, and almost that you've beaten the rape.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm okay because yeah. Because I'm really good at blowjobs. I'm okay because I can do this. Or,
yeah, yeah.
And actually with no real acknowledgement of what I needed emotionally, you know, was this actually the fact that I could be very sexually adventurous and, you know, what was that doing for me? Well, nothing. Nothing emotionally.
Yeah.
You know, and I've learned that sex is emotion. I mean, yes, you can have great sex without emotion.
Yeah.
But on the whole, what I want is emotional sex. You know, so that was a huge revelation. And that was something that actually it has taken Jason to help me see, you know. I literally had not even gone there with anyone before, you know.
So you must be quite a different person now to the person you were in that marriage where...
Very different.
Are you... You know, and life is dynamic, isn't it? Are in the person that you are now. Oh, there's a question really close to my lips, but I can't quite see it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's something to do with, is the person that you are now, being now, growing into now, how are you able to deal with what happened differently before you met your current man?
I think basically because now I know it's okay to be vulnerable and I know it's okay to admit if something scares me. And I think I know because it's okay to be scared or confused or not understand something. And I think I was so determined in my past to be a survivor and be seen to be a survivor. And also maybe for men to see me as strong. I don't know.